Okay, we're going to begin with unit. We're up to Shir Dalet, page 167. We're finishing Hilchos Tosefes Shabbos. It's if you look on page, again, page 167, source 46 is from myzmanim.com. And they talk about different times, about when Chatzos is, when Shkia is, when Plag Mincha is. Generally speaking, right, Plag Mincha is 1 1/4 halachic hours before the end of the day, right? How do you determine what a halachic hour is? You take the entire day from the beginning of the day to the end of the day, and you divide by 12. That's a halachic hour. So if let's say there are 9 hours in a day, right? Let's say in the winter time, it's let's say 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's not that, but let's say it's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's 9 hours in the day, so 9/12 of an hour is 45 minutes. So every hour, halakha hour, is 45 minutes. There's a famous machlokes between the Vilna Gaon and the Magen Avraham. The Vilna Gaon holds that you count from sunrise to sunset. The beginning of the day is sunrise, the end of the day is sunset. And the Vilna Gaon and the Magen Avraham says the beginning of the day is dawn, alos ha-shachar, and the end of the day is tzeitzak ha-chavim. That's why, for example, when you see the times for Pesach, when you have to eat chametz until for the there's a different time for the Vilna Gaon versus the Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham's time is calculating from dawn until nightfall, which in the morning is an earlier time. Let's say whatever it is, 5 hours in the day, 4 hours a day. That's an earlier time, and the Vilna Gaon counts from sunrise to sunset, divides by 12. So these are different times here. So you see, so if you look in source 47, so the when,
Rabbi, can I just ask a very quick
yeah,
question? I'm just looking
sure.
at this, the Maizmanim. I don't know if I necessarily go by that. I usually call it the memo, but this says candlelighting is 20 minutes before sunset. I always thought it was 18.
Yeah, I guess there are different practices. Could be, is that
Okay.
it?
I just, we're always like, when is like
Yeah.
actual Shabbos? It's like you add 18 to
Yeah, it's generally
candlelighting.
18 minutes. It's like Beit Shemesh does not have that, because I think it maybe in Eretz
Right.
Yisrael, they're different in Hagim. I believe that for Maizmanim, you probably can plug in what time you want.
Okay.
So yeah, we do 18 minutes. I think that's a customary position. It's a good point you're raising. I'm not sure why they picked 20 minutes. Okay.
Okay, that's fine. I just
Yeah, no,
thinking like,
it's a good hour. It's a good point. It's a good point. Okay,
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
so how do you tie Minchat Maariv, right? So if you look on source 47, so the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph, states that midirav matzli shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, that Rav David, the davening of Shabbos on erev Shabbos, mibod yom, while it was still day. So he davened Maariv while it was still day. Shmamina Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. We see that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. What does it mean the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? So there's this debate about, let's say, during the week, when do you daven Maariv? According to the Chachamim, you daven Maariv when it's night. You daven Mincha when it's day, and you daven Maariv when it's night. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven Maariv after Plag. You daven Mincha before Plag, and you daven Maariv after Plag. So the Gemara in Brachos says that we see that Rav davened Maariv of Shabbos during the daytime. So we see the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Because he's davening Maariv before nighttime. So the Gemara says, no, Adrav is the opposite. Since Rav Huda and the other sages, they didn't daven until night. So Shamin ain't al Rabbi Yehuda. They argued on Rav. And they said, no, we see the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. There seems to be no definitive ruling. And in fact, there is you don't have this in your booklet, but in the Shulchan Aruch, on Aruch Chaim, Siman Reish Lamed Gimel Seif Aleph, so you actually have the option. There's no definitive ruling in general as to do we hold like the Chachamim or do we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, whether you could daven Minch, where you could daven Maariv before night or not. And the Shulchan Aruch paskens That you could do whatever you want. You can pick and choose if you want to follow the Rabbi Huda or the Chachamim. There's no consensus. Either one is legitimate. But the Shulchan Aruch says you have to follow one of them. And because if you go like the Rabbanan and you daven mincha until night, you can't daven maariv after plag, right? You can't daven, if you daven mincha all the way until night, you can't daven maariv before night. And if you follow Rabbi Yehuda and you daven maariv after plag, you can't daven mincha after plag. And he says that that's what the Shulchan Aruch holds under pressing circumstances. The Mishnah Berurah says under pressing cir and the Mishnah Berurah says that you really should pick. I'm either a Rabbanan guy or I'm a Rabbi Yehuda guy. You shouldn't go one day one thing, one day the other thing. The Mishnah Berurah says that under pressing circumstances, you can change if need be. But you should really try to follow one opinion over the other opinion. However, Friday night might be different. If you look in source 48, the Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim, Siman Reish Samach Zayin Seif Bei says, Magdimin lispalo arvis yoser mi bimos hachol, ubi plag amincha yochol lahadlik ulakabel Shabbos tefilas arvis. You could daven maariv earlier than during the week, and he says you could accept Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch Paskins that you can accept Shabbos, and you could daven maariv. You can make Maariv early, after Plag. You can make Maariv, right, before sunset. And the Magen Avraham says, well, wait a second. In Source 49, Vitzarachiyun, is that really true? Divi Gemara Amrinam Midatzali Rav Shel Shabbos Be'erav Shabbos Shmamina Da'alocha K'Rav Yehuda Mashma D'L'Rabbanan Oser. Right? So he says, the fact that Rav davened Maariv on Shabbos during the day, so we see from here that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, implying what? That mashmah l'rabbanan aser, that it seems according to Rabbanan it's forbidden. So the chakos of a rosham the chulam k'Rabbi Yehuda sfirale. So the Rosh writes that basically that all those who daven early on Friday night hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So I don't understand. In other words, if you maybe he's saying that, like, is there a difference between Shabbos and the rest of the week? He's saying that the Gemara seems to say, yeah, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you could make Shabbos early, right? What we do in the summer months. But if you hold like the Rabbanon, maybe you can't do that. So then he writes in Source 50, no, maybe Shabbos is different than the rest of the week. Says Acher Kach Matzah Shkasa B'Hag Zelashodu, but Rav Hachi Savar. This is what Rav holds. E boy Litzluy Shel Shabbos Be'erav Shabbos Matzli. If you want to daven, the Shabbos davening on Erev Shabbos, while it's still daytime Matzli, you can daven Kalomar Mosifin Mechol Al Hakodesh. You can add. You can do Tosefes Shabbos. You can add to Shabbos. Ad kan l'shono, v'tzarech lomar, and need to say l'didei according to him. D'meikara havai boy l'mifshat me'rav d'alach l'k'rav Yehuda. Initially, maybe the Gemara want to prove the fact that Rabbi Yehuda davened Maariv on Erev Shabbos while it's still day. Maybe we hold like Rabbi Yehuda in general that you can daven Maariv always after Plag Mincha. That's what you should do. But lemaskana, according to the conclusion, the boy Ovid Kamar, in the conclusion we say that no, you can pass in like either Rabbi Huda or the Chachamim. Rashai lahakdim be'erev Shabbos afal pisha b'chol osa k'rabbanan. So Shabbos is different. Even if normally, right, normally I go to Mincha, right? And what do I do for Mincha? I daven Mincha and Shul, the Mincha before Shkia, I daven Maariv after Shkia, right? I daven Maariv during the day, daven Mincha during the day, I daven Maariv at night. So still, I can make early Shabbos. So why can I make early Shabbos? Because of Tosefes Shabbos. Even though normally during the week you have to pick one or the other. Am I a Rabbanan guy or am I a Rabbi Huda guy? Shabbos is the exception. Shabbos, you could always daven early because of Tosefes Shabbos. And There's another idea also that, and why would you make that distinction? If you go now to source 51, Venira Lila says Tov Tam. I can give a good reason. So number one, you can say Tosefa Shabbos, right? And there's another good reason also to distinguish Shabbos. He says, Dehat Tfilas Arvis Nitkana Kineged Evarim Upidarim Shemis Aklim Balaila Uvishabbos Asur Litna. That the limbs and the fats are consumed on the Mizbeach at night, but on Shabbos you can't put them on the fire. What do limbs and fats have to do with this? We know that the tefillos correspond to the korbanos, right? Shacharis corresponds to the korban tamid shel shachar, the morning korban that was offered, the korban tamid that was offered in the morning. Mincha, the mincha davening corresponds to the korban tamid shel ben arbayim, the afternoon korban. So what does Maariv correspond to? There was no korban brought at night, so Maariv corresponds to the limbs and the fats that remain burning. Like let's say I brought the korban mincha and I brought other korbanos, right? So the limbs and the fats of the daily korbanos continue to burn at night. That when do they continue to burn at night? During the week. So during the week. So maybe you that Maariv is during the week at night, but on Shabbos comes Friday night, you can't burn the limbs and the fats on Shabbos, right? 51 says velo olas chol b'Shabbos, you can't bring a burnt offering on Shabbos, right? And so what? So since the limbs and the fats have to be put on the Mizbeach before Shabbos, so you think about it. The limbs and the fats during the week can be put on Mizbeach at night, during the week. But on Shabbos, so therefore, maybe you daven Maariv at night during the week. But on come Shabbos, you have to put it on when? Before Shabbos. So therefore, this is the basis, says the Magen Avraham, that maybe you can daven Maariv, right, before night on Shabbos, even if the rest of the week you're davening it at night. And just to conclude, in source 52, Va'oda Mordechai Kasav, so this is still the Magen Avraham. The Mordechai writes, "The Rashi lasos pam kein u pam kein. You can, you don't, you can, you can, you don't have to be consistent. The af de lo kai malon hachi. And even though we don't hold like this, mikom akom be'erev Shabbos lismuch alav. So you can rely on this on Erev Shabbos because you have two reasons." To be lenient, even if during the week I daven Maariv at night, I have two reasons that I'm allowed to make Shabbos early on Friday night. Number one, Tosefes Shabbos, and number two, that the limbs and the fats cannot be burned on Shabbos. So the Maariv, right, type of stuff, is actually starts before Shabbos. That being said, the Magen Avraham concludes in 52, and he says, "Mihu b'sof moed katan, the end of Maseches moed katan." Kasav, he writes, "Divayomechad, that on one day, ain laso shnei kule, we don't make two leniencies, the satria adadi, that contradict each other. Velachen, and therefore, tzarech lizara be'erev Shabbos lispal mincha kodem plag mincha." So, what does the Magen Avraham say we should do? That you have to daven mincha before plag, and Maariv after plag. So, at the Yom Kippur of Oceanside, we don't do this. So we have to see what the justification is. There are many shuls that have the practice that when they make early Shabbos, like what do we do in the Yom Kippur of Oceanside? In the springtime and the summer, or whenever we start, the I guess whatever Maariv starting at like after 7 p.m., we have a fixed time for Mincha Maariv, 7 p.m. Really, if we want to follow this position of Magen Avraham, we should fluctuate while we daven Mincha Maariv. We should daven Mincha before Plag and daven Maariv after Plag. Right? So the Mishnah Berurah on Source 53, Or Chaim, Simon, Reish, Samech, Zayin, Seif Gimel. So he says, V'yesh Obrim, Devitzibur Yesh Lahakel, Lispalo Maariv Ibon Yom. With a Tzibur, you could be lenient to daven marev while it's still day. Afi mispalo mincha achar plag mincha. So that's what the Engineers of Oceanside relies on. That it's hard to get maybe a minion. That with a tzibur, it's hard to get a minion. It's not the best, but it seems that for a community that might be hard, then you can daven them all together. And he says, "V'nira li shein lismach hazeh rak shemispal amarev al kol ponim ben hashmashos v'bishas adchak." Mishnah Brura says, "No, it's only good if you daven marev after sunset, of a lokishu adayin vadayom, but not while it's still the day. Kriyas shema yachzer v'yikra kishu vadalayla." So make a separate point that if you daven make early daven marev early, you should say kriyas shema after nightfall. But he's not happy with this practice that we do in the Youngest of Oceanside, which is we daven mincha sometimes after plag, and we'll daven marev also after plag, but both before sunset. So the question is, what's the justification for what we do? So Rabbi Baruch Simon, in Source 54, he says, "Ayin b'magid Avram." Rabbi Baruch Simon is a Rosh Yeshiva YU, and he defends our practice. He says, "I magen avram shechich midivrei habahag." You see, he proves from the bahag, "A magen avram kasav shafilu hachi yizar bo sayom dain erev Shabbos sheyispala mincha kodem plag mincha." He said, "Erev Shabbos shidave mincha before plag mincha she mitzvah tosefes Shabbos ena materis tarti desatre." You can't have two. You can do marv early, but they can't be in the same time. Same zman. If you want to make marav before nightfall, before sunset, then you gotta daven mincha before plag. They can't be the same zman. Ulam, however, he says, "Efshar latzia." Maybe we can suggest she hakihilo she mispal mincha marav betarti desatre, that the communities that daven mincha marav, right on the same zman, bimosa chama be'erev Shabbos, nosef al divrei achayim. In addition, so he said, what's the basis? So we have the divrei achayim. It's difficult for the congregation to get together. It's more convenient, right, to set a fixed time rather than changing each time. Maybe there's also a reason, also based on the Bahag above. So what is that? Shekevan shekai malon sheish din tarte de satre. He says that since we hold the rule of tarte de satre, that means two of this applies from one day to the next. Like, if need be, under pressing circumstances, you could daven marav after sunset one day and daven before sunset another day. But nevertheless, the Bahag said that you can daven tarte de satre because of Tosefes Shabbos. Shafil with tarte de satre b'chag yom ha'shari. So maybe because of Tosefes Shabbos, it's okay. And he says that's the yisod davar who should be mitzvah Tosefes Shabbos doche iser shel tarte de satre. So in other words, you have a prohibition of tarte de satre that you can't. You're combining mincha marv in the same zman after plag before sunset, but you could argue that yeah, I daven mincha after plag, but now I'm davening marv early. What am I gaining? Tosefes Shabbos. Tosefes Shabbos wins out over tarte de satre. So that's what he wants to argue. Maybe that's the logic to allow what we do with the Young Israel. You should know, in my first year at the Young Israel of Oceanside, I spoke to Michael Safter, who's the president, and I said, you know, it's better if we, at that time we only had one minion. So it's better, being that we only have one minion, it's really halakhically superior that we should try to do, if we could make it early, we should make it tarte de satre. We should make it before and after plag mincha. He pointed out to me, since we don't have a late mariv, then then it could be that some weeks you're making mincha at like 6 o'clock, and then you're making it really early for some people who come later, and you really have no option for people. So now, I don't know if I'm going to do this or not. I have to speak to some of the Gabbayim. Now that we have, for the past few years, we've, Baruch Hashem, we've had a consistent late Zman Maariv. So I might try to push to see if we can fluctuate the mincha to do some, you know, to do it according to Plag Mincha. That's certainly halachically better, but there's what to, you know, we have what to rely on. Baruch Simon says that Tosefes Shabbos can win over Tarte de Satre. There's some shuls have a fixed binyan and also a Plag Mincha and also late Mar and also late one. So, but anyway, that's the basis for what we do. But it's questionable. That's why some shuls will only do before and after plug. They're not going to have a fixed 7 p.m. minion. I mean, many shuls do. But many shuls have that plus plug mincha. So that's the story with the plug mincha. Okay. Now, any questions? We're good? Okay. So the question is, let's say a couple is married. So does the wife have to accept Shabbos at the same time of her husband? Is there, we saw, I think a few weeks ago, that if the community all accepts Shabbos at a certain time, so then what? Everyone's bound by that community. Again, that's not really, we're on page 172, source 55. We said that if the whole community accepts Shabbos, that everyone's bound, the minority is bound by the community. That's not the case in our community, it's not the case, because we have an earlier minyan and an earlier, you know, accept minyan and a later acceptance. Do the husband and wife, are they bound by each other? In other words, if the husband accepts Shabbos, does that bind the wife? So the Rav Moshe Feitzin says in source 55, like in other words, let's say the husband goes to, let's say when it's early Shabbos, right? We have two minyanim against the ocean side. So the husband goes to the early minyan, and this happens very often in my house. Not very often, it happens sometimes in my house. That I say, well, the main minyan in the shul is the early minyan, the 7 p.m. minyan. And sometimes, especially when my kids come for Shabbos, they want to make late Shabbos. So I'm in a little bit of a quandary. At this point, I've always gone to the 7 p.m. minyan. There might be some expectation. So do they have to accept Shabbos when I accept Shabbos? So Moshe Feitstein in source 55 in Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel Siman Lamed Ches says, Lichora Pasha Shein Negros Achrav. Why should she follow him? She shouldn't have to follow him. There is a halacha if a community accepts Shabbos. So then there's a minhag of the community. We don't find that concept when it comes to husband and wife. He says, Kamo Kein Yochel Osra B'Melachas. So he doesn't forbid her to do malacha through Tosefes Shabbos when he accepts Shabbos. Lorak bistama, not only when he does so without accepting it verbally. Husband's acceptance cannot impact his wife's acceptance. He says, Ach ula yesh makom lo so bimlacha til tzorach habalk ul levasha v'ro medin. The Vienna Fash Ben Amasecha wants to say that maybe you can argue. Could be that the halacha is that what? That says you have to keep Shabbos and people keep Shabbos. Everyone keeps Shabbos for you. So maybe the wife does not have to accept Shabbos, but maybe the stuff that the wife is doing for the husband, let's say she's cooking for Shabbos, the husband will eat the food, maybe he can argue that, like when he's accepting Shabbos, so everyone goes along with him, he thinks maybe that's the case, but he at the end of the day, he doesn't think that is. He thinks maybe have a svara for that. Rav Vosner, though, in Sis 456, thinks, yes, it is. No, he thinks that no, that the wife does follow the husband. Lalocha yiroa lefi adias daiti. Sheisha nigreros achra kabbalah Shabbos shel abal. Baruch hu mizvah shelim haShabbos. He thinks that she does. What's interesting is that, like, what's this all based on? If you look in the early sources, there's no comment about a husband, a wife following her husband's acceptance. So the truth is, there's a prima gadim. Prima gadim is like after the Shulchan Aruch. In other words, in the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara, Rishonim Shulchan Aruch, you don't find any mention of this concept about that when the husband accepts Shabbos, the wife has except Shabbos also. You don't find it at all. The Pri Megadim, which is like a little bit, few years after the Shulchan Aruch was written, he writes that maybe the everyone follows the Gadol Habayis, whoever that is. And then there's the Chavos Yair, who lived in the 17th century, and he writes, it's not in your notes, it's not in your sources here, but he says, I'll just read you what he says. He says, Misha Kiba love Shabbos, if someone who accepted Shabbos, Mutter Lomar Lishor Chaver Lasos Melacha. We saw this already, that if I accept Shabbos early, I can tell you who didn't accept Shabbos to do work for me. He says, Nearly Dafka Li Yisrael Shade Bershuso. That only applies to a Jew who's not under my quote unquote control. Mash Enkin Avdo Vishivchaso. V'kol shekein bino bito hasmucha al shulchano v'isha shem tefelim lo. That he wants to say, I guess in those days, maybe things are different now in 20th century, 21st century, but the husband was the head of the house, and basically his family, that will, just like the community, you know, the minority of people are bound by the majority. So too, when the head of the house accepts Shabbos, so the other family members follow them. Again, you don't find any of this until like the 17th century. So it was a new idea, and like it's in the Piskei Tshuvos, he says that when the Chavos Yair came out with this, he writes that like the whole Gola, the whole diaspora with this flash, like when people read this, they were like, what? And many post-game were wondering, is this really true? Is this not true? Like, and there was a big fight about this. There was a big machlokas about this. Like, because again, this is not found in the early sources. It's a new idea. Rav Moshe thinks it's not the case. Sheva Levi says it is the case. The 57, Chazon Avadya says, V'chein ha'bal shekibah lov b'bod yom, ein ha'ish nigras ha'achrav. He says, no, the wife does not accept Shabbos when the husband does. And then, however, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, source 58, he says, Imadam holech lispal mukta b'erev Shabbos, if the husband davens early erev Shabbos, v'ishto, misakevs min l'hadlik nerosh, Shabbos, k'bofiyah baluach, he ain't a rashay, sladlik as a neros. If the husband goes to early mincha, he davens marv, the wife forgets to light Shabbos candles. She can't light Shabbos candles anymore because her husband already davened. Once he davened Mizmor Shir Baruch Hu, she can't light anymore because that's like the din of a community. So this is like a big, big machlokas. I mean, my minoget, my misora is to be follow Rav Moshe, that wife does not follow the husband. But you should know that this practice, depending, some people have this practice that when the husband accepts Shabbos, the wife also, again, in the earlier sources, the Gemara and the Rishonim, they talk about a community accepting Shabbos for the minority. We don't find this when it comes to husband and wife. You first find it in the 17th century, and then there's a major machlokas debate going back and forth, and there are different opinions on both sides. Rav Moshe seems to be lenient, and some are strict.
Okay. It may be that because we only had one minyan, but prior Rabbanim in the community used to suggest that maybe you should bench lift by the time of Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos.
Yeah, I understand. So that's because some people are strict for that.
We only had one minyan. So
right. So if you have one minyan, then you should do by Mizmor Shir.
The
yeah.
community is accepting Shabbos.
Right. So I made the comment. I said, is that only true? I said, I think it says last time. I said, is that only true if the majority of the community goes to shul? What I'm saying is, like, does it go by the majority of people who go to shul or majority of people who accept Shabbat? In a community where majority of people go to...
But the thing is, Darachai always had a late minyan.
Right, Darachai always had a late minyan.
Like the young Israel only had right. had the 7 o'clock.
Right.
But Darachai always had a late.
Yeah, that's what... Yeah, that, yeah, I think
but,
that's
but I was given a psak that went at one point.
Oh, it's fine. I mean,
yeah, okay. I'm not sure. Yeah, I hear.
We always like by the time my father gets to.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. I hear that. I wouldn't. It's hard to argue that when you have, again, when you have Darche, it's hard to argue that. But, okay. So let's talk about reciting Kriyat Shema after nightfall and beginning the meal. So this potentially gets a little complicated. We're going to see. Might get complicated depending on timing. So let's say you make early Shabbos, right? You made early Shabbos, okay, Tarte de Sadre, okay, we're okay with that because it's Tosefes. All right, the wife may or may not have accepted Shabbos, okay. Now the husband comes home from Shul, and now they're about to eat. But what about Kriyat Shema? What about Kriyat Shema? So, Shulchan Aruch writes in Source 59, in Siman Reish Lamed Hei Seif Beis, Shulchan Aruch says, Aser Lahaskil Lechol, Chatzi Sha'a, Samuch Lizman Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. You know, like this is not a Shabbos halacha. This is a during the week halacha. You're not allowed to eat a half an hour before the time you're supposed to say Kriyat Shema. Why is that? Because we're concerned that when you start eating, you're gonna forget to recite Kriyat Shema. You gotta do Kriyat Shema right when nightfall hits. And the Mishnah Berurah in Source 60 says, if you begin permissibly, if you start at least half an hour before nightfall, you don't have to stop for Kriyat Shema. As long as you can say Kriyat Shema after you finish the meal. Meaning what? Meaning, so if I go to early Mincha Marv, right, in the summer. And then I come home, and let's say nightfall is 9 p.m., right? So if I go to shul at 7, I get home at 8:15. So if Tzeis HaKachavim is 9 o'clock, I can start my meal, because I'm not thinking about Kriyat Shema. I'm not thinking about Kriyat Shema until a half an hour before nightfall. I get home at 8:15, I start the meal. And then once you start a meal, you don't have to stop for Kriyat Shema. Just when you finish the meal, then you daven Kriyat Shema. But what if I get home at 8:15 and Maariv is at, sorry, I get home at 8:15 and nightfall is at 8:30, 8:40. Now I'm within a half an hour of Kriyat Shema. Do I have to wait to start eating? Do I have to wait another half an hour to start eating? And before I eat, I should recite Kriyat Shema. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah says, V'im la'achar shehispalel marav ein ad halayla chatzi shah. If that case, you get home at 8:15, and nightfall's at 8:40. You don't have a half an hour between nightfall and between when you get home and nightfall. Yeshizar shel lahasik lechol. You shouldn't start eating. El yamtin ad ha'erev. You should wait until nightfall. V'yachsev yikur kriyat shah below brachos, and you should say kriyat shah without the brachos. Then you could eat. Because according to many poskim, you haven't filled the mitzvah kriyat shema. Me who never last hanoeg lahakel b'zeh ein limchos biado. Is there anyone in our community who waits? I don't know. We generally, when we get home, we eat. But so, nevertheless, if you're lenient, don't protest because there's what to rely on. So what's the basis for this? So, a couple of things. Mishnah Berurah points out that that first of all, some say, if you look in footnote 44, he cites the Mishnah Berurah who says, okay, half an hour is a chumrah. If it's a half an hour, you don't have to wait. But let's say you get home at 8:15 and nightfall's at 8:15. You really should recite Kriyat Shema before you start the meal. Half an hour before, you don't have to be so machmer. That's one possibility. The truth is, there's another way to be lenient. Even if you're less than a half an hour before nightfall. So, for example, when I was in YU, so I probably ate dinner most of the time before I davened Kriyat Shema. How could I do that? So, right, because I davened Maariv, I had night Seder at 8 p.m., and I would learn until 10 p.m., and I davened Maariv at 10 p.m. So I usually ate dinner before 8 p.m. So I was always eating dinner, and sometimes let's say nightfall was at 6 p.m. or whatever, 6:30, 7. I frequently ate dinner after nightfall before reciting Kriyat Shema. How was I allowed to do that? So the answer is, the reason why you have to daven Kriyat Shema like right away, because we're afraid you're going to forget. So if you have a minyan kavua, you have a fixed minyan, so then you can eat first because you're not going to forget because you have a fixed minyan that you're always going to go to. That's the justification for eating before Maariv after it's nightfall. Ah, what if you went out on a date and you're missing minyan? What do you do about that? Maybe you shouldn't miss minyan. Let's say you went out on a date. So what do you do then? So you could do is, you can, the halacha is that if you ask someone to remind you, so the concern is what? That you yourself are going to forget. So the Piskei Tshuvos gives a whole bunch of answers by a number of poskim, that if you ask someone else to remind you to daven, then there's no prohibition to begin to eat. And if you have a shomer, or if you have like an alarm clock that's going to ring before you go to sleep to daven Kriyat Shema under normal circumstances, or you have someone else who tells you, or you leave a note. So the poskim give a lot of different options to allow you to eat after nightfall, even before Kriyat Shema, because the goal is that you might forget. So therefore, I would say the following. I would say that if you get home and it's nightfall in the next, you get home from shul on early Shabbos, and it's nightfall the next couple of minutes, it's appropriate, I would say, to recite Kriyat Shema. You know, wait the 2 minutes, recite Kriyat Shema, and then start your meal. It's going to be 15, 20 minutes, and everyone wants to start eating. So then just ask someone, say, please remind me, you know, please remind me to recite Kriyat Shema in 20 minutes, or whatever it is. Sometimes you tell them, remind me after the meal, they might forget. I get nervous. So please remind me in 15, 20 minutes to recite Kriyat Shema, and then recite Kriyat Shema. So I think that's the way to sort of to solve that problem in terms of when you make Shabbos early. Okay? So we have finished, right? We might have been able to do this unit in two, but I broke it into three. So we finished this in three units. We're probably going to do